Hello, I'm Mark Steiner, and welcome. Good to have you all back with us on our way to our conversation. I want to remind you that the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by Urbanite Magazine's new e-zines. It's a simple way to stay connected to the topics and events you care about most. Daily contents on arts, culture, food, design, style, green living, and much more can be delivered to your inbox. Registration is available at urbanitebaltimore.com. We are joined here in the studio. There's an article. We have three guests in this part of our show to the top of the hour. Anthony McCarthy and I do. You're still here, Anthony?
I'm here.
There was an article in this morning's Sun about the Gunpowder River and the controversy over rafting in that river. Does it have an effect on the river, on other people using the river? And it's a huge controversy and in that community and among people who are going up there to fly fish or to do what they do. We first came aware of this through Theo Lagarder, who is the Gunpowder River Keeper, one of our guests, owner of Backwater Angler, a fly fishing shop and guide service in Moncton, Maryland. And Theo, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Mark.
Candace Thompson, who was the Baltimore Sun Outdoors reporter, still a reporter of the Sun, wrote the piece. And Candy, good to have you with us. Candace there? Okay. Let's see. We're getting her on the phone. And Gary Clock?
Cloak
yes, is with us, owner of Tube and Taxi, a Tube Rental and Shuttle service in the Gunpowder. Cloak, I'm sorry.
No problem. Cloak,
good to have you with us. So, Theo, since Candy's not here, we're going to have her start it off. Let me let you start it off and talk about how this whole thing with Candy Thompson doing the story and what precipitated this series of events from your perspective. Then we'll turn to Gary.
Okay. Thanks, Mark. The Gunpowder, as a lot of folks know, is a real treasure for the state of Maryland. It's 53 miles in length, and we have about 18 miles of river between Pretty Boy and Loch Raven that's regulated for fishing. I'd also mention that it's all kinds of fishing, not just fly fishing. So anyone's really welcome to come up and try their luck. What we've experienced on the river in the past 3 years is increased use of the resource. And what has prompted the increase of use is tubing shuttles along the river corridor. The perspective that I'd like to bring to the conversation is that parking has always limited access to the resource, and it's made the river special for all manner of user groups, whether they're kayaking or tubing or fishing or simply just hiking along. And with increased shuttle activity, we seemingly now have unlimited access to the resource. By folks that are choosing to tube the river. And the concerns that I brought up with Candace in the article still hold true, that alcohol, I feel, is a big driver of this activity. And the use of the shuttles in Gunpowder State Park lands that are protected under wildland statutes is not appropriate and is not protecting the resource in a way that allows for enjoyment with all the user groups.
Before I ask some specific questions, Gary, let me let you have your say, and then we'll come back.
Okay. First of all, Tube and Taxi has an off-site parking area. We have a large field and an adjacent parking lot to allow the areas directly adjacent to the river so that someone that wants to go fishing has a parking spot, so that normally when people want to go tubing, it used to be someone would park up high on the river and they would leave a car down below on the river, thus taking up two spots on the river. So they would float down the river and then take their vehicle up, and then they would get everybody on the road. But now that we have a shuttle where we take people to the drop-in point, and they float down the river and we pick them up at the bottom, therefore all the trash that they have, we take on our shuttle. We don't take up any parking places, therefore alleviating a lot of the congestion that happens on Moncton Road as well as the Big Falls or Blue Mount area.
So maybe an email that's come in from Andrew Epic, 410-319-8888. Maybe you're a kayaker, tuber, use the gunpowder, whether you live in Baltimore City, Baltimore County, where you come from. People come from 33 or more states around to fly fish in the gunpowder. 410-319-8888 is the number here. And Andrew wrote in, he said, being someone who lived in the gunpowder area all his life, I can tell you that while, yes, tubing does affect fly fishing, most of the best fishing people come for is between Pretty Boy Dam and York Road, which is north of where tubers usually start floating down the river from. Also, while the river is legally free to the public use, most tubers stop on shore along the way, which is on people's private land, and disturb the area in some way, whether through litter or a needed pit stop. As far as businesses affected by this, should we worry about a business that wasn't there 5 or 10 years ago, which the residents of the area did not want to see started, and then was only started to cash in on the growing popularity of the river, writes Andrew. Gary, I'll let you jump in, and then we'll let Theo respond.
Okay, well, before I started Tube and Taxi, there was only one business that rented tubes in the area, and basically, I started my business because I felt that the price was exorbitant for what was being charged at the time, which was to take a tube and walk up the trail and to float down. I started my business along the state road out of the back of my pickup truck, actually, using a backpack blower with an insert and some tubes I bought online. And since my price was significantly cheaper than the existing tube rental, people were coming to me, and I grew to the point where I guess my competitor definitely wanted me away, far away, because I was taking his business, so to speak. So anyway, then I was on a county road for a while, which caused a problem, and we had some meetings, and it was determined that if I had off-site parking, it would alleviate the problem, because there is literally no parking down in the Moncton Road area on a weekend.
So the question is, Theo, I think people listening to this conversation don't quite understand why there's a controversy. I mean, what's the issue? Well, why was it brought in the first place?
The issue, Mark, that was clearly stated, you know, in the article Candace wrote, is that the park is being used in a way that is not legal. The Big Falls Road lot is within a protected wildlands that is not subject to allowable use without a permit. And commercial enterprise within the wildlands, which is the tail end of the gunpowder, in the park boundary, before it goes into private property, is only used by folks that have a nature tourism agreement with Gunpowder State Park.
So the question, I guess, Gary, what Theo was raising, and what the article raised, and what at the Maryland Natural Resources Department of Natural Resources said as well, is that it is illegal to drop off tubers in a state park.
Well, the business is consummated on York Road in Hereford. I am merely giving a free shuttle ride to someone so that parking in that area is not affected at all. Otherwise, if I rent tubes to someone and they drive to Big Falls and pick a parking spot to put in there, which is their right, then all of a sudden there will be no parking for any fishermen or anybody else.
But Gary, what about the question of the fact that that Theo pointed out, and if you read the article, it's kind of clear that there are certainly parcels of the river, the lower part especially, that it's illegal for these tubers to be using without permits.
Now, I don't.
And so would you be in fact, I understand your point about driving them up, and then what they do when they get in their tube and where they go, that's not the service you're providing.
Right. They're floating 12 feet, and then they're 12 feet of park, and mm-hmm. then they're in private land area.
I see.
So it's 12 feet, and then boom, that's the end of it. So all I'm doing, I'm a valet service. Mm-hmm. I'm a valet service, and when they and people
and a tuba rental,
yeah, and basically, I've had a lot of calls today. I want to thank everyone for their support, and getting behind me, and you know, people come on a day when they have no air conditioning, their power's out, they're suffering in the city. They come up for some relief. That's what we're providing. We're providing families a way to inexpensively enjoy the day. And we have tons of families that, I mean, unfortunately, there's always a few apples that aren't great in the big basket. And they do happen. There are people that do overdrink on the river. I don't like people that do that because they trash what they rent. They not only put holes in it, they burn them. They come back. I tell people, you know, I have rules. I tell them, I stress, you know, this is a natural resource. We want to keep it pristine so we'll be accepted. Now, whether we'll ever be accepted, I'm not sure. The fact is that the amount of river there, most of the trout are from where we use. What I've been told from the fishermen, the big trout are to the south and most of the other trout are to the north. So that little stretch of 1.2 miles of river, and I, you know, I'm not exact on that because I haven't taken my pedometer and walked down it, but that isn't much when you consider how long that river is.
So, Theo, because in the interest of time, I only got 5 or 6 minutes left here. I'm curious what you would see happen instead. What conversations have you had? What effect do you think it's having? And what would you do instead?
Mark, I think that what's really happening here is there's a total lack and disregard for state laws that are clear and are defensible. And the first is the use of and the open and continued use of the Wildman's lot at Big Falls Road. You know, the second law that is very clear is that there is no alcohol allowed in any state parks in Maryland. So because the shuttles facilitate more people moving through the park, and often they are carrying alcohol with them into the park to float the lower river, I think that those are the two things that really need to be addressed. And I'm hoping that the Park Service and Natural Resource Police can address it in a way that makes the river safe for everyone that is able to recreate. I'm sympathetic, as Mr. Klo is, with the heat wave and the fact that people do need to cool off. But I think they need to do it in a responsible manner, and I think that folks that are undertaking commercial business along the river corridor need to do it in a legal manner.
So do you think that very quickly before we run out of time, Gary, that it's your responsibility when it comes to what trash is left behind by people who rent or the people who rent your tubes and drink on the river? And
yes, yeah, so we do a trash run once a week, and it's very rarely that it's more than two small bags of trash. And we have grabbers that we get them off the bottom or up in the bush. But that is, it's very rare. It's more than two little bags. And, you know, when you think of the use of the river and the fishermen, for instance, they brought in an algae that is overtaking the river. It's called rock snot. And when you think of that, I mean, just because they brought it in, we don't keep the fishermen out of the river because they've brought in this devastating algae. So, you know, it's there are problems with any type of expansion. And I'm not – go ahead.
No, I was just going to get Theo to have a word before we have to roll. Theo?
Well, I think that you know, the alcohol problem is the one that is most pervasive. And I think that that is the one that concerns most of the residents I've spoken to and most of the other user groups. Having one use, that is tubing, override any other use is patently unfair to any recreational user that pays taxes in the state of Maryland. You know, the shuttles have changed the balance of recreational use in the river. And for the couple of miles between Big Falls Road and Moncton Station, which is the major pullout, I would gather that no one could do anything else but tube on the weekends.
So
and
very,
that's not appropriate.
So very quickly, because we have to break here, is there a compromise here? Is there a way to make this work?
I think there is. I think that regulating commercial tubing traffic and having commercial vendors that abide by state laws would go a long ways in reining this problem in. And the concern is, if it's not regulated, I do feel, as I stated in the article, that we are on the brink of having this river become a Preakness infield.
Well, I've done fly fishing, and I know that if a weekend is coming along and a bunch of tubers are going to be using the river, I'd either go up north or I'd go south or I'd wait till Monday.
Gary, do you tube on the river?
Yes, I tube to do the trash run, basically. I, you know, that's normally where I drop people off to taking them out, and that's basically it.
Folks, we have to take a break, and I want to thank Theo Legardo, who is owner of Backwater Angler, and a Gunpowder River Keeper, and Gary
Cloak. Yes,
got
sir.
It? Who is owner of Tubin Taxi. And I should have a little disclosure. I said at the top of the hour I didn't do it, but I'll do it now, since we always have total transparency on
That's
the
it.
Air. That I heard about this first from Theo, because he is my fly fishing teacher. So I have to be honest about that. So, folks,
right.
Anthony McCarthy and I will be right back. Theo and Gary, thank you both so much for being with us.
Thank you much.
Thank you,
appreciate
Mark.
It.